In Moscow's Red Square today, hundreds of Russians lined up to mark the 50th anniversary of Joseph Stalin's death. A poll this week found that more than half of Russians still believe Stalin played a positive role in history, though a quarter of respondents described him as a cruel, inhumane tyrant. News analyst Daniel Shore says one of the biggest mysteries about Stalin is how much we still don't know about his death.
I saw Stalin, his embalmed body that is, in 1955 lying next to Lenin's in the tomb on Red Square. Stalin would soon be removed from the Communist Holy of Holies as his successor Nikita Khrushchev began a process of blotting out the past called de-Stalinization. Decade after decade, more archives were cracked open to reveal a record of mass murder and mass brutality. One of the hardest secrets to crack was how Stalin had died. In 1958, CBS aired a docudrama called The Plot to Kill Stalin, and the Soviet government retaliated by closing the network's Moscow bureau. 50 years later, it appears that the actions and the inaction of Stalin's top lieutenants when he suffered a stroke may at least have contributed to his death. This much we know for sure, or almost sure. The evening of February 28, 1953, Stalin spent with his top cronies a movie followed by dinner at a dacha. Next day, a maid found Stalin nearly unconscious on the bedroom floor, a finger pointed but unable to speak. No doctor was called immediately. Secret Police Chief Lavrenty Beria ordered strict secrecy. 8 hours after the apparent stroke, Stalin started snoring loudly. Another 4 hours elapsed before anyone called a doctor. Stalin's son Vasily, arriving when the dictator was slowly dying in the presence of top aides Beria, Malenkov, Molotov, and Khrushchev, yelled at them, "You bastards, you have murdered my father." Perhaps they had been paralyzed by fear, but they moved very quickly to remove Stalin as head of government and divide up the top spots in the Communist Party among themselves. Then they went back to the dacha to watch the dictator in his death throes. His daughter Svetlana later wrote, "His lips turned black, his features became unrecognizable. At what seemed his very last moment, he suddenly opened his eyes and cast a glance over everyone in the room. It was a terrible glance, insane or perhaps angry and full of fear of death." His own death, that is. Across the vast space of the Soviet Union, his subjects knew nothing about their fallen leader. And then Moscow Radio canceled its regular programming and started playing funeral music, the first public sign that somebody important had died. This is Daniel Shore.